So I'd like for you to take your Bibles or your pew Bible there with you, and I'd like for you to stand with me this morning. We're going to read together from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, so it's page 939, page 939. And we're going to begin reading at verse 16, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning in verse 16, page 939. Give everybody time to find their Bible. Page 939. So let's read together. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. Because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. Amen. Thank you so much. You know, at the gym, some people are defeated before they ever walk in the door. They've already convinced themselves that the weights are too heavy, the bench is too hard, the exercise is too strenuous, the reps are too many, the trainer is too tough, and their back is too weak. It doesn't matter how much protein they put in their smoothie that morning, they're already defeated before they walk in the door. Because they're defeated in their mind. Their mind has already convinced their body that what their body is trying to do cannot be accomplished. In order for your inner man to grow, as we were just reading, your mind must change. Too many people live defeated lives because they attempt to live a spiritual life while being guided and directed by a non-spiritual mind, a flesh-oriented mind. Their inner man withers and weakens because their mind is inundated with thoughts of fear and failure and doubt and unbelief. This inner man that Paul is describing in our text today was designed to live in an atmosphere of faith and an atmosphere of life. A mind that is not set on the spirit, a mind that is set on the flesh, will always convince the inner man that nothing accomplished by faith can ever be done. So the question we ask ourselves this morning is this, as we are working on renewing this inner man, strengthening this inner man, is this: what is my mind set on? What do I think about? What do I talk about? What do I, dwell upon? The Bible tells us that the mind chooses one of two options. And Paul mentions this in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, beginning of verse 8. He says, "For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God. It does not subject itself to the law of God. It is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God." Now, I also want to read this to you from the Amplified Bible. "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh which gratify the body. But those who are living according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit, His will and His purpose. Now the mind of the flesh is death, both now and forever, because it pursues sin. But the mind of the Spirit is life and peace, the spiritual well-being that comes from walking with God, both now and forever. The mind of the flesh with its sinful pursuits is actively hostile to God. It does not submit itself to God's law since it cannot. And those who are in the flesh, living a life that caters to sinful appetites and impulses, cannot please God." Paul makes it abundantly clear that our minds are going to focus on one of two things. They're either going to focus on the flesh and how to satisfy the desires and the needs and the cravings and the longings of the flesh, or our mind is going to set itself on the Spirit, how to please God, how to fulfill His purpose, how to accomplish His will. So Paul tells us that because our mind is going to focus on one of these two areas, that it is imperative that we train our mind, that we subject our mind to the things of God, that we focus our mind on God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning in verse 12, Paul writes, Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually appraised. A mind that is set on the flesh, a mind that is set on the things of this world, a mind that is inundated with doubt and fear and anger and remorse and worry, cannot understand the things of God. They seem impossible, because the things of God are faith and belief and hope and life. And we live in a world that looks at those things and says, that can never be. Why, look at the bills you have, and look at the commitments you have, and look at the things around you, and look at this, and look at that, and look at the problem here, and the problem there, and the problem here, and the problem there, and before long, that becomes our focus. So we have to strive, we have to work at renewing the mind. 2 weeks ago, we were looking at the core, how important it is to build up in weightlifting and in exercising, how important it is to build up your core, because the core is connected with so many of the muscles that you use in everyday activity. But so it is with the mind. The renewal of the inner man begins with the renewal of the mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then in verse 2, he says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23, Paul said this, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. That new mind, that new self, has been created in the likeness of God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10, Paul reiterates this again, and he says, and have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. In other words, what Paul is saying is your mind is created to take on the image of God, to take on the character of God, to take on the thoughts of God, to take on the vision of God, to take on the heart of God. But if I allow my mind to focus on the things of this world, my mind begins to take on the image of the things of this world. And by that I mean this: what I feed my mind on becomes what I dwell upon, what I think about, what I talk about, and what I believe. I find the older I get, and of course you all know that I'm now past 39, that the older I get, the more I have to work on my mind. And by that, I don't mean that I'm losing it, but by that, I mean that I can find that I'm getting hardening of the mind. You know, I know how our adult children ought to make decisions. And it puzzles me that they don't ask. And so I think, well, I know if they were asked, I know what I'd tell them. And then I have to remind my mind that I once had parents when I was an adult who would like, particularly my dad, who would like to tell me how to do things. And there was a part of me that was like, I'm an adult, treat me like an adult. And so I have to remind my mind. I have to remind my mind not to become so rigid about the way I think things ought to be and the way I think things ought to be done and my order of life. And if things were only like this, everyone would be happy because I would be happy. And so I have to keep reminding my mind that I'm not going to let you become rigid and dogmatic and just focused on me. David, in the 51st Psalm, and it is a passage, a little passage in there that I pray often. I believe it's verse 10. He said, create in me a clean heart, O God. And then the next part, and renew a right spirit within me. And I pray that, Lord, renew a right spirit in me. Renew my mind, Lord. Let me be focused on what you are, and I'm sorry, and who you are, and what you can do, and what you want to do. Don't let me become so focused on my fears and my thoughts and my ways and pleasing me that I forget about you, and that my goal is to please you, Lord, and to do your will, and to take steps of faith, and to believe, and to cast my faith out before you. My mind takes on the image of what I focus on, and it becomes what I dwell upon. It becomes what I talk about. It becomes what I think about. And if I feed my mind on worry and doubt and fear, before long I'm talking worry and doubt and fear, and I'm believing worry and doubt and fear. That becomes my focus. It becomes not only what I'm thinking about, it becomes what I'm talking about, and it becomes what I begin to project on other people. And so I have to renew my mind. I have to bring my mind back to the Word of God. I have to bring my mind back to the cross. I have to bring my mind back to the altar of prayer and say, Lord, you see my mind and you see the things I focus on, Lord. You see the goals that I have in my own, in my business. You see the calendar. You see the appointments that I need. But then I have to back up and say, but Lord, that is true. You do see it. Whatever it is, God is there. And I have to remind myself, we have to remind ourselves, we have to keep renewing our mind and bringing our mind back into focus. You know, a weightlifter has to exercise their mind. They have to keep their mind focused. They have to keep their mind believing. They have to keep telling themselves in their mind, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. Nobody ever accomplishes anything when they've already convinced themselves that I can't do this. I can't do this. You know, when someone is competitively lifting weights, they do not wait until the day of the competition to decide, you know, I better start thinking better. I better start thinking right. No, every day when they're lifting weights and they're adding a little more to it and they're adding a little more to it and they're adding a little more to it, they're telling themselves, I can do this. I can do this. I can lift this weight. And if they can't get it up and drop it, they have to tell themselves, okay, I didn't do it that time, but I can do it this time. They have to bring their mind into focus. And you and I have to bring our minds into focus. Because if we don't, our minds will run to worst case scenario. Sherry's daughter sent us a video Thursday of Salinger, our grandson, and there was a computer mouse that was in the dryer and the cord was hanging out. And he's standing there barefooted with one hand, and he's pulling on it. And the mouse will come up and hit the edge of the dryer and drop back in. And he pulls on it, and it drops back in. He pulls on it, and drops back in. He finally pulls it hard enough that it comes flying out and lands like that far from his bare feet. The first thing that Sherry said was, look what he did. The first thing I said was, if he hits his foot, he won't do that again. See, Grandma had one perspective, or Gigi had one perspective. Peepaw had another perspective. So it is with our minds. We're facing something, and we have to decide, what am I facing, and what can God do? This was one of the areas the children of Israel struggled with throughout their wanderings in the wilderness and throughout coming into the edge of the promised land. There's all the cities. There's the giants there. We're like grasshoppers in their eyes. They're going to destroy us. They'll consume us. That was the report of the ten. And yet Caleb and Joshua, who saw the same thing, said, God's already defeated them. We just need to go into the land. So it is with the inner man. Each day, I decide what I will think about, what I will dwell on, what territory I will allow my mind to venture into. I have to make that choice. Because if I let my mind go where it would naturally go, it's going to go to the things of the flesh. Where am I going to have lunch? When am I going to do this? How many more sales do I need to make? What about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? That's where the mind naturally is inclined to go. The natural mind does not want to go to the things of the Spirit. That's why when you're praying and you're reading your Bible, before long you're praying and your mind's already gone to tomorrow, what you're going to do. Because your mind is saying, I'm not interested in this. I want to do my thing. Let's talk about my thing. Let me tell you what I want to do. And so each day we have to bring that mind back to the cross. We have to bring that mind back and say, no, today you're going to dwell on the things of the Spirit. Today we're going to focus on the things of God. Today we're going to focus on the Word of God, the inner man, the spirit of man, that eternal part of man that Paul talked about is directly linked to your mind. In order to strengthen, to bolster, to renew the inner man within you, you have to begin with renewing the mind. What you think about becomes what you talk about. And what you talk about becomes what you believe. And what you believe guides and dictates your life. So what does your mind dwell on? Does your mind dwell on fear? Does your mind dwell on worry, anxiety, unbelief? Does your mind dwell on that person last week who cut you off in traffic and then stuck a finger out the window and how you wish you could find them again? Does your mind dwell on that boss who is unrelenting, who doesn't understand your point of view? Is your mind dwelling on your need, your lack? What is our mind focused on? So here's today's challenge. Let's begin to change our minds. Let's begin to renew our minds. Let's begin to ask the Holy Spirit to make each of us acutely aware of what we think about and what we talk about. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to begin to renew our minds. Let's pray that prayer that David prayed. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Heavenly Father, we understand that the eternal part of us that Paul mentioned referred to in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he said, that is the eternal. And he said, we don't focus on that which is temporary, because that is going away. But we renew, we focus, we strengthen that inner man, that which is eternal. And I pray today, Father, that we would renew our minds, that we would take on the challenge of renewing our minds, of turning our minds back toward you, of turning our focus back toward you. Lord, we live in a world that screams in so many different voices for our attention and so many distractions. Lord, may we make a priority in our life to renew our minds, to focus on that inner man that Paul said is being renewed day by day, the eternal part of us. And I pray this today in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.